Wow. And I guess it's post time. We're live.
Post kickoff.
Kickoff. It's the wrong sport, AJ. I am back. Joe, thank you. If you're out there somewhere, thank you for filling in for me while Randy and Sarah put me on assignment. Missed you guys last week doing that show. I tried to tune in, but hey, it's a new week. We are going to somewhere where it's not going to rain. We're actually going to be on the turf. It's raining today, so hopefully we're not going to be on the turf. We're going to fairgrounds. AJ, how you doing, man?
Well, you say that now, but
it's a high of 68 and sunny.
For all we know, there could be a hurricane coming into the Gulf tomorrow, and it'll be off the turf. That's typically how it works here. So
yes, because the weather gods will now know.
I wouldn't get too cocky saying that it's going to be on the turf.
The weather gods will now know that we're going to be
yes
off the rails doing fairgrounds. So yeah, well, it'll rain down there tomorrow. We'll be washed off. But yeah, we've got four exciting races down there at fairgrounds. One of the oldest tracks in the nation. It's one of the tracks that I would love to check out. And then by the way, it's in New Orleans. I think it would be a pretty good field trip. What do you say? What do you say, AJ?
Oh, and big weekend this weekend for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, little preview before the preview.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, our pick four starts in race seven, and it's on the grass.
Oh.
For now.
As of now. We'll see. Yes, so race seven. The three-year-old maiden claimer for $50,000. As you said, we are right now on the turf. We are going a mile. I'll let you lead us off.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a pretty slim ticket this week. I did, however, I've got three horses in this particular race. I'm starting out with the five, Cryptic Code. Like the last time out, we've got our friend Angel Suarez, friend of the show, in the irons. This is a third time starter. Looked very decent in the slop last time out, just beginning of February. Think he can hit the board. I think the six is a heavy favorite for a reason. It's got the best Lord Zed. As Quentin Tarantino said in Pulp Fiction, Zed's dead. Or I guess Bruce Willis would have said that. But yeah, I do like Lord Zed. Has the best grass figures according to Equibase time form. And I rounded out this one with 10. Curlin Edge. What do you have to say about? He's got a pretty good daddy with Curlin. We're going a mile. And as you know, AJ, I like my closers, especially on the turf. And this horse has everything that I like in a horse, closing speed on the turf. Just look at the last time out with a mile and 70 yards. I think it was a little bit too long. Cutting back to a mile, I think it's the perfect distance for this horse. First time off the claim well, which is another angle which I really like. So I went 5, 6, 10 here.
All right. Well, we're going to be similar, but not the same.
Okay.
I did also love the five, who comes back strong after a pretty good second time out on a sloppy track. Knowing us, it'll always rain, so it could be sloppy, could be off the turf, who knows. But this horse is obviously rated very well for the turf. Again, you said Angel's on board, you know, ran kind of looked like it jogged out for its first time out back in January. Comes back now, tries a little bit better. Let's take him over to the turf. Okay, 5-1. I'm on board for that. The six, Lord Zed. Obviously, you didn't say the name Brad Cox, which I feel like the moment you say that, that's why you get 5-2 on this horse.
Sure.
And is taking a big drop in class, going from the main special weight down to the maiden claimer. It's gotten better in both starts it's ran. At worst, it's lost by a length and a half. But both times the numbers have improved. and is again dropping in class. I get 5-2, and I will take 5-2. 5-2 almost seems too good for this horse right now in this sure. situation. And then I couldn't. I tried to find something that I liked in a lot of these other horses, but I couldn't really. I get the 10. The one turf effort, who knows, just could have been a bad day. Now comes back to the turf, where obviously should be pretty good on the turf. But I went with the 8, the first time starter.
Like that.
Just because Sharp gets Loveberry, who is winning at 24% right now. Obviously, there's some other horses in this race where you would think he would want to go, but he wants to go on this first-time starter, 40K first-time starter. And look, when all else fails, let's just take the horse I haven't seen before. So I'll take him at 8-1 Sharp Sensation.
I like it. I like it. I have a first timer coming up. There are a handful of first timers that we're seeing in this yep. sequence.
I got a few of them too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of good breeding. With that said. All right. Cool. Cool. All right. Well, hopefully we get that 5 across the board, so we keep on going to race 8.
5 or the 6.
Yeah, man.
Let's keep us both alive going to the next race, which is absolutely. Race 8.
Yeah.
I was trying to do a smooth transition, which is race 8, which is for 3-year-old or older Louisiana breds. It is a maiden claiming race for $20,000. We're going now to the dirt. This one is 6 furlongs. And since you went first last time, I will go first this time.
Sure.
I am super into the 8, Prissy Jaden. Now, Prissy Jaden drops down in class big time from a maiden special weight 52 to a maiden claimer 20. It's both at the same distance. She has already won a maiden claimer at 20K at Fairgrounds before. Not Fairgrounds, sorry. A 20K maiden claimer before. And that was at, what is DED? I don't even know the
Delta.
Delta Downs. Has won this before. However, she did get DQ'd. So this is the only horse in this race who's actually won a race, technically, in this field. And I do like her coming back off of having won a race, coming back off of the big class drop. Because after she won that race, she went up to a 40K main claimer, or more, 40K main special weight, 38 main special weight, and a 52 main special weight. So obviously they think a lot of this horse as she continues to like almost go up in class. And now they drop her down. She should get the win here. I'm this close to singling her. I really
wow. am.
The only other horse, well, there's a couple horses that scare me. The 4 kind of scares me. The 3 kind of scares me. But the only one I'm going to take on my ticket is going to be the other, like we talked about, first-time starters. That's going to be the Calhoun first-time starter, the 5, Kiss Goodbye. Calhoun's doing very well here at Fairgrounds and very well overall this year in general. Not a whole lot to say. It's training well enough that makes me just kind of think, okay, 7-2 morning line, 19% first time starters, 21% of Fairgrounds. Okay. So I just went 5-8.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I do like the 5. Just as a side note, I do like the breeding at this distance, 6 furlongs. But yeah, everything else that you said about the 5, Kiss Goodbye, I am on board with. I am surprised he didn't take the 7. I know how much you like your long layoffs. Stella Link with Jimmy Graham, the old Irishman. I think that this horse it's a very lightly raced horse. It's only going to be her third start her 5-year-old. She's only 5, and this is her third start. Kind of a interesting look. Last time out did really well Tired a little bit towards the end, but hey, last time it raced was the 7th of January. Love it. And you mentioned the 4. I think it would be a disservice to not include Jan is the Beauty on my ticket. Again, last time out, I thought she could do it. Got bumped. If you're looking back through over the past 4 or 5 races, one of those weird horses that just stumbled out of the gate once, got bumped last time out. Think of the horses all together there just hasn't had a full smooth ride consistently. And I went with the 4, 5, and 7 here.
I will say this, the 4 is on my notes, and then I crossed her out. Because I was all aboard the trainer first off the claim very well and is very hot at Fairgrounds right now. But I really wanted to just go with the 8, and then I just thought I'd take a flyer more so with the 5. So
well, our guy.
So Sean, I'm with you there. If I lose either one of those, the 4 is the next one on the ticket.
Our guy Sean likes your 8 Prissy Jaden as well.
Oh, Sean knows.
Yep. Up Sean on the knows. Drop.
That's a guaranteed winner right there. Guaranteed winner on off the rail.
He walks, I think Sean watches more racing than anybody I know on Twitter.
So clearly I'm onto something.
Yeah, he sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're moving. Got to get his picks for the NCAA too, but I understand you had a pretty good weekend too. So that's
I had
that's
a good very spot. Good weekend. St. Peter's in the Sweet 16. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I always go with the small schools. I don't know much about basketball.
Schools and bet against the Big Ten.
I don't know much about horse racing.
That
let
is
alone
the formula of success. Small school bet against the Big Ten.
It's not the 1980s anymore. Bobby Knight's not coaching Indiana.
They're all pretty bad.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, we are moving on to another green race. Love it on the green. Race 9. What are we doing? This is a shorty though, right?
Yeah. Tom loves his green. This is a 3-year-old maiden special weight for $46,000. We're going 5.5. And like you said, we are on the turf. Hopefully we get like maybe our 3rd turf race of all time on this show.
And this is an interesting race, AJ, because there are 3 also eligibles in here.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And I like them all. I like the 10, 11,
my,
and the 12.
My first note is any also eligible gets in.
Pick yeah.
Them. It's on my ticket no matter what. If they're in, I'm
with them. If they're, yeah, and I agreed 100% out of for purposes of putting our picks out there 20 hours beforehand, the best out of the lot, I think, is the 10, my friend Amy. I like going back to a sprint. Again, might put a caveat out there tomorrow with the also eligible, see who might get scratched. I could see maybe the first time or the 1 might get scratched. But anyway, let's talk about what other horses I do like. I do like the 7, 63 caliber. I think the breeding is suited for this distance and for the surface. And I'm taking a shot here. With the 3, a little bit of a bomber. One of the horses that I liked. I'm a replay guy, as you know, and as a couple folks out there who are watchers who watch off the rail know. So I'm a big replay guy, and as I'm slowly becoming over the past few months, an eye test guy. I just like this horse. I like its form. He passes the eye test, and just has had a run of not great racing, but one of those things that if I'm a TVG guy, I put my note is gut feeling. So I went 3, 7, 10 with the caveat with the also eligibles. I like it.
Like I said, any 10, 11, 12 are in the race, they're on my ticket. That's bottom line, doesn't matter. Like I think all 3 of them, actually are better than the field we're going to see regardless.
Yeah.
So if they're in there, I'm taking them. I am with you that if Fly Me Home's not there, which it could be, I mean, Stidham training really well. Hernandez is on board. If that horse is there, I feel like I feel really bad not having the ticket. I do like your three. And maybe it's just watching that replay back in January and that maiden special weight here at 5.5 when it got fourth, where I do feel like this horse has got something in it. I agree with you there. I didn't take it, though. I went with the 5 Midway Queen. Midway Queen, whose trainer, who hasn't run much, gets Loveberry on board. And when they're together, they're winning at 20%. And this horse is training very well at 6-1. So that's where I went, like in the you know, our current field, at 5-1 or at 6-1 is the 5 Midway Queen.
You are all about the first timers.
Today I am. Tomorrow I will be. Yeah. If you think Fly Me Home is going to get scratched, is that what you were?
I don't know. I'm just saying that, you know, if anything might get scratched, it might be a first timer. Okay. With the also eligibles. It's weird how that works sometimes.
So right now I'm 1-5 in any also eligible. That 3 is going to keep me very curious. And depending on who gets in and who's not in, that 3 might be kind of a side win bet for me, depending on the odds.
True, because it could get, if we see a couple scratches, it could go down to,
well, because especially I think most of the public will agree with us on the also eligibles. Yeah. And say 2 of the 3 get in, I think they take a lot of money, and then I think your 3 becomes a pretty big overlay. So, and look who else agrees with me on this one. So, the 5 to me is kind of my favorite out of the field, and then also the eligibles get in. 3 is my long shot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Stidham had kind of a rocky start to the meet, but is proven what he's been doing. Always a good trainer. He's known him from Delaware, of course, in the summer. I see a couple of his horses run, which will be running in about 50 days or so, by the way. So if we're off the rail at Delaware Park.
Here we go.
Guaranteed to be off the turf.
A little preview. Yeah.
Okay.
We are moving
along. Race 10. Our last race that we're gonna cap. So what do you have, AJ?
Well, the final leg of this pick 4 that we're hopefully both gonna hit, because I feel like we have enough overlap that we can do this, Tom. Let's go.
I think you're right.
Let's do it again. This is a 4-year-old and older Louisiana bred 5K claimer. We are going a mile, and this one is on the dirt. I do believe you went first last time, so I'll kick it off. I'm going to take the double entry, more so leaning towards the 1A, and that is Quinton, who the last two starts at Fairground has gone first and has gone second.
Yes.
I don't think there's a whole lot to love here. It really is.
No.
And this is why it's the last race of the pick 4. Yes. In the
of
pick
course.
Whatever. We all get that. Like that's how it goes. I mean, it's an 8-year-old, 9 career wins, but did get the win out last time. Changes trainers, that's scary, because it does seem like this horse was very, very easily a live favorite at 3-1. If I can get the 1 to stay in this race, cool. also won last time out at Fairgrounds. So I can get both of them in this race. Yeah, I'm going to take the double entry. Why not? Other than that, I'm going with the six. Greenlee Went West. Now, Greenlee Went West, I talked about this trainer before. Hot right now here at Fairgrounds. Has been winning at 20% plus the last year. And this horse has also got one win, two shows, the last three times it's been at Fairgrounds. So clearly this is a horse I can put my money behind. And then for a price, because it is the last race and we always know we're going to see something crazy, usually. Yeah. The 8-3-run homer. Now, 3-run homer, who has taken a drop in class, has much better numbers than every single horse in this race, it looks like, because I've seen time form figures in the 90s and the hundreds, the triple digits. I don't see that. I don't see that much anywhere else in this race. Now, this 6-year-old whose trainer is winning, who has won 3 out of 4 races at Fairgrounds, you're telling me I'm not going to take 8-1 on that? Hell yeah. Give me 3-run homer at 8-1 for my price. Pace scenario be damned. I think this horse might just, it could be much the best. I don't know.
So 1, 6, and 8. Yeah. I think your 3-run homer is going to be a strikeout looking, actually. Backwards K.
Oh, wow. Not even striking out swinging.
Backwards K.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, no. Sam Houston horse. That's an interesting take, AJ. I like that, especially trying to get a price last race here. You hit the nail on the head with the 6. Second off the claim, and described it great. Just hitting the board is, we always like to say, it's in good form. Yeah. It's in very good form. With you on the 1 as well. Beat a couple good horses. One is a decent horse. I don't see, I as much as I want to try to chase a price here, I don't think we're going to. And right, I may even trim it down because I've got 3 of the favorites here. I like that 4. Unwanted Intruder. He's a closer. You know, I like my closers at a mile. And I like that this horse is cutting back. Showed he couldn't go the distance. A mile 40, mile 70 last time out. Didn't show it, but has proved the distance that before that he can go a mile. And we're going back to a mile. So I went 1, 4, 1, 4, 6 here. I've got a couple prices earlier in the card, but I just couldn't see anything in this last race to throw anything out. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty good day. It's an interesting week down there. So you also have to, think what's going through the jockey's minds, what's going through the trainer's mind, looking forward to this week. And granted that we might not see all the jockeys that we're seeing tomorrow on the big day, but still there's got to be some excitement in the air.
Well, I mean, and I know it's a little early, it's Wednesday and we're looking ahead to Saturday. Do you keep in mind now, early speed, the rail, and to help me, you make your decision come Saturday?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's kind of, especially we've had on this show, on the Thursday show, whether it's Vic, Chris, whomever, track announcers telling us, hey, rail is golden, this, that, or the other. Throughout the week, this is going to set the stage. When the Wednesday is going to set the stage for Saturday, how everything's going. It looks like it's going to be great weather. The rain's out of there after today. It looks like it's going to be nice weather Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we'll see how everything goes. I think a couple of the jockeys, Louisiana Downs is running actually too, so I think a couple of the normal jockeys that we usually see might be bumping over there. I noticed Aubrey doesn't have any mounts. I don't know if she's going over to Louisiana Downs or what, but Yeah, a lot of excitement down there, New Orleans, as they call it.
Big week. I mean, this is a big week for all of horse racing. I mean,
this is a big one. Speaking of big weeks, we did drop down a weekly show. We taped it last night. It's going to be out probably in about a half an hour or so. Randy, Sarah, and I talked a little bit about Double B. We went over some of the races from last week, and we also did a top 10 of we're going to spring clean horse racing. We asked a bunch of horse racing aficionados, what do you want to get rid of in horse racing? And everybody answered the call, and we did a Letterman-esque top 10. So take a look at that. It will be dropped in about a half an hour. We're always having fun here.
D-Rest made a good point. I think I picked Un Ujo in this jersey, so it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, jeez. Well, I remember when I hit my last race, too, so come on.
Yeah. When was the last time? Well, and I had I had a lot of good horses on that in this jersey on that day. So
let's continue. Let's get that. I think we may have overlay for the entire card. So
that would be
nice.
I feel like in this jersey than I've lost. So I'm gonna keep it going, DRS. Sorry.
Well, the question is,
I know you're probably a Falcons fan and you're upset that Matt Ryan went up to the Colts and that's what makes you mad, but.
I think he's just upset because he can probably smell it from
at this point. Yeah, it has not been washed in 3 years.
Oh, the things we learn that we
Pat McAfee actually wore this jersey on the field versus the Titans.
On that one, wow! Things you learn. Well. We do have a lot of fun stuff going on here with the Triple Clowns. As always, Randy and Sarah and Joe just did a Dubai Draw Cup, and that was fun. That was fun this afternoon.
Yeah, big weekend this weekend.
Pretty good. I think tomorrow there's a big show. We actually Wednesday's show. So know a little bit of details, but we'll be surprised. I think Chip is coming back doing some picks, doing his weekly roundup of horses, and we've got where we're just put dotting I's crossing T's on the 64 greatest American thoroughbreds of the 20th and 21st century. So watch out for that, and we'll be back next Tuesday for Off the Rail. You got anything else going on, AJ?
Not right now. I'm just looking forward to another good week of horse racing and the some NCAA hoops. Tournament. Yeah,
and if
it'll be good.
If you haven't, if you can, click the subscribe button, please. Donate. We don't ask for much. It's the only thing we ask. You can hit the like button too if you're really feeling it.
It costs you nothing to do, and it helps us a bunch. So
yeah, and really appreciate everybody coming out, Rest, D-Rest, and Sean, and everybody else. So yeah, guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you next Tuesday, and look out for a show. I don't know if it's going to be live, but I know they're taping it tomorrow. So, and then our weekly show will be dropped in about a half an hour. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. See you at the races, as they say. Take care.